And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. So, the story that got the most traction from listener response was an interview we did with finance and economics professor Sherry Jarrell, who was quite critical of the latest stimulus package.
That's right. Here are a couple of responses from our website. First off, Larry Parker agreed with our guest and wrote us this. It is absolutely a bad thing to do. It is not thought out and targeted to capital projects. Just another chance for politicians to buy votes, and they love to spend our money. It is the plan of the socialists that is now running the country.
Then Francisco Lopez fired back with this. Socialist? How interesting that we would call policies to get us out of the economic hole that, when the political thought of the last 30 years has simply been welfare for the rich.
Then Quende Madu chimed in with this. Pure Republican haberdash. The government didn't require banks to make bad loans. They did so of their own accord. Furthermore, the stimulus package is not meant to replace private investment, but is a last resort meant to show entrepreneurs that the economy is still viable.
And Walter Gropius cheered our guest with these remarks. Government got us into this mess. That means Democrats and Republicans. Should they be trying to get us out of it? No. The government needs to sit down, shut up, and learn.
Now moving on to another story. Ann Powers in St. Louis, Missouri, wrote us after she heard us replay a roundtable with African-American mystery authors.
She wrote, I heard the original but did not write down their name since I was driving at the time. I did remember Paula Wood's name and purchased one of her books and thoroughly enjoyed it. I now will look for books by the other two. I never thought about whether or not an author was any particular race when buying mysteries in the past. Thank you again for the repeat.
And as we head into our last week, we continue to get farewell notes from our fans. We'll close today with one from Jamie Scott in New York City. Tony Cox and all the great staff of News and Notes, as the sad day draws closer when I won't be able to listen to you on my way to bed on WNYC, just wanted to say thank you for keeping me in touch with the African American experience and for all your good work. I will miss the show so much. What a huge loss. What a huge shame. And that's it for letters. Thank you for writing. Please keep your thoughts coming for another week.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News and Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.